Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. Requests for accommodations based on disability. The Convention of the National Federation of the Blind is designed to be accessible, especially to blind people, in that materials are offered in accessible formats and other non-visual aids are provided. Therefore, special requests for these items are not required. If you require specific accommodations based on your disability other than the blindness-related accommodations mentioned above in order to participate fully and equally in the convention, we urge you to let us know as soon as possible. Specific accommodations for which requests are required include requests for deaf or deaf-blind interpreters. Due to the size and complexity of this convention, as well as the need to plan for additional human and other resources appropriately, requests for specific accommodations must be submitted no later than May 31, 2014. In order to make a request, 1. Pre-register for the convention by visiting http://www.nfb.org/registration, and 2. Send your specific request for accommodations in writing to the NFB Jernigan Institute using email at jerniganinstitute@nfb.org with the subject Convention Request for Specific Accommodations. Please include your name, the dates you plan to be at the convention, information on the best way to follow up with you, and your specific request. New Song Contest. Since 1969, the battle song of the NFB, or Glory Glory Federation, as it is most popularly known among Federationists, has been our battle hymn from the convention hall to the picket line. Now, on the cusp of our 75th anniversary, the National Federation of the Blind is launching a contest to discover a new NFB song. The goal is to find a song that encompasses our history, while at the same time embracing the bright future that lies ahead. The exciting part is that you have the opportunity to be a part of it. What? The new NFB Song Contest. When? March 1 through July 13, 2014. How? Send us a simple recording of yourself or a group performing a new song that could potentially be used as the NFB's new battle song. Submissions must be received at nfbsong@nfb.org no later than July 13 to be considered. The song must be original, no copyright infringement permitted. The finalists will then be voted upon by our membership to determine the winning song, details to come. In addition to the opportunity to chronicle the history of the Federation, the person who submits the winning song will receive a complimentary registration and banquet ticket for our 75th anniversary to be held in July 2015, as well as have the lyrics to the winning song printed on the anniversary convention program. Help us show the world with that love, hope, and determination we transform dreams into reality. If you have any questions about the contest, please feel free to contact the chairman of our song committee, Gabe Cazares, at gcazares@nfbtx.org. The new Federation Song Contest is an effort of the 75th NFB Anniversary Committee with support from the Performing Arts Division. NFB STEM2U. NFB STEM2U is coming to a city near you during the 2014-2015 school year. The National Federation of the Blind, in partnership with museums and science centers, will facilitate 3 regional science, technology, engineering, and math programs. NFB STEM2U is an extension of the NFB's National Center for Blind Youth and Science initiative in local communities. It will provide great learning opportunities to elementary and high school-age blind students, parents of blind children, and teachers working with blind students. Learn more about the NFB STEM2U programs to be held in Baltimore, Boston, and Columbus in the coming year by visiting http://www.blindscience.org/NFB-STEM2U. The application deadline for high school-age students interested in participating is June 15. Elementary-age students and educators who are interested in applying have until July 31 to submit applications. If you have questions, please contact Natalie Shaheen by email at stem@nfb.org. National Federation of the Blind and H&R Block announce agreement assuring accessibility. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, the oldest and largest nationwide organization of blind Americans, and H&R Block, which prepares approximately 1 in 7 tax returns in America, announced March 29 that they have reached an agreement to make H&R Block's website, online tax preparation products, and mobile applications fully accessible to blind taxpayers. Blind people access computers, websites, and mobile applications through screen access software that converts what is on the screen into spoken words or braille, but improperly coded websites and applications can prevent this software from working properly, denying the blind user equal access. The agreement is contained in a consent decree ending litigation involving NFB, two of H&R Block's subsidiaries, two blind Massachusetts residents, and the United States Department of Justice. The consent decree outlines steps that H&R Block will take to assure that its website, including the utility for preparing income tax returns, is accessible by January of 2015, and that its mobile applications are accessible by January of 2016. The agreement also contains measures to ensure that accessibility is maintained and that blind users and others with disabilities can provide feedback and receive assistance with accessibility issues. Dr. Mark Maurer, president of the National Federation of the Blind, said, "We are pleased to have reached this agreement, which will make the online services of one of America's largest and most popular tax preparers available to blind taxpayers. Blind people will soon be able to file their tax returns privately and independently if they wish, rather than seeking assistance in doing so. We commend H&R Block for its commitment to making its services accessible to all taxpayers, including those who are blind." Jason Houseworth, president of Global Digital Tax Solutions and Product Management at H&R Block, said, "H&R Block is pleased to have reached an agreement with the National Federation of the Blind that ensures the accessibility of our online resources for individuals who use assistive technologies and will work with the organization on further refinements to our online resources. We are committed to providing superior customer service to all Americans, including those with disabilities. As part of that commitment, we want to serve all clients in the way they prefer to be reached, in a retail office, online, using software, or a combination of methods." The National Federation of the Blind and the individual plaintiffs are represented in this matter by Christine M. Netsky of the Boston firm Sugarman, Rogers, Barshak & Cohen, P.C., and Daniel F. Goldstein and Gregory P. Kerr of the Baltimore firm Brown, Goldstein & Levy, LLP. Reporter shares time with the Fab Four and shares his experiences at the convention. Art Schreiber, radio newsman extraordinaire, was one of two American reporters on the road with the Beatles for their first U.S. cross-country tour in 1964. On Friday evening, July 4, at our national convention, Art will share stories about crazed fans stealing his clothes and typewriter, being locked in the green room with the Beatles when one concert got out of hand, flying on private planes watching the Beatles writing songs, and playing Monopoly all night with John Lennon and George Harrison. Art's career as a news reporter took him all over the world. He covered stories about and became friends with John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., astronaut John Glenn, Lyndon B. Johnson, and many movie stars and celebrities. After losing his sight in 1982, Art continued working as the general manager of New Mexico's largest AM and FM radio stations and became deeply involved in organizations to help others. He continues his efforts on a daily basis, serving on many boards and running interference on behalf of the blind and deaf at the state capitol in Santa Fe. Resolutions for Convention. Here is a message from Sharon Maneki, who chairs the NFB Resolutions Committee. "Do you think we should change a government policy, take a stand concerning an agency for the blind, or create new regulations? If you do, consider writing a resolution. At the 2014 National Convention, the Resolutions Committee meeting will be held on Wednesday, July 2. The committee will debate and discuss resolutions on a wide variety of subjects. If passed by the convention, these resolutions will become the policy statements of the organization. To ensure that your resolution will be considered by the committee, please send it to President Maurer or to me by June 18, 2 weeks before the committee meeting. If you send a resolution to me by email and do not receive a response acknowledging your email in 2 or 3 days, please call or send it again. If you miss the deadline, you must get 3 members of the committee to sponsor your resolution and then get it to the chairman before the meeting begins. I will be pleased to accept resolutions by email, nfbmd@earthlink.net, or snail mail, 9013 Nelson Way, Columbia, Maryland, 21045. Fatosh Floyd to be awarded Defender of Democracy Award. In the December 2012 issue of The Monitor, readers learned about the actions of Fatosh Floyd of Lancaster County, Nebraska, when she fought for her right to vote using an accessible machine at the same time and place as a sighted voter. We are pleased to announce that on April 24, she will receive the Defender of Democracy Award from the Nebraskans for Civic Reform for taking a stand and publicly filing an official complaint to ensure that blind members of the community have equal voting rights. How to pay for your hotel stay in Orlando. This helpful information comes from former NFB staff member Tony Cobb, who has been a fixture in the lobby of our convention hotels for as long as I can remember. Here is his advice about paying for your hotel stay. Every year at our national convention, we have serious trouble with use of debit cards or cash payments at hotel check-in, and having worked to solve these problems for years, I can tell you they can nearly ruin the convention week for those experiencing them. Planning to attend our national convention should therefore include thinking seriously about how to pay the hotel, and I cannot urge you strongly enough to avoid using cash or a debit card as your payment method. Doing so may seem convenient, but you should not do so. If you do not have a credit card of your own to use instead, prevail upon a close friend or family member to let you use one just for convention. Here's why. If you are paying in actual currency, most hotels will want enough cash up front at check-in to cover your room and tax charges for the entire stay, plus a one-time advance incidentals deposit to cover meals, telephone calls, internet service, and other things you may charge to your room. The unused portion of the incidentals deposit may be returned at checkout or by mail after departure. Understand, however, that if your incidentals charges exceed the incidentals deposit credited, you are responsible for payment of the full balance at checkout. The total can end up being a very large sum indeed. If you use a debit card, however, you are really at a potentially painful disadvantage. The hotel will put a hold on money in your bank account linked to the debit card to cover the estimated balance of your stay. That is, for the entire week's room and tax charges, plus a one-time incidentals deposit to cover meals, movies, and so on, charged to your room. You should be aware that the hold can therefore be a considerable amount of money, and that you will not have access to that amount for any other purchases or payments with your card. Hotels sometimes also put authorizations on credit cards, by the way, but those are not often a problem unless they exceed your card's credit limit. Holds can remain in effect for 3 to 5 days or even a week after you check out. If you have pre-authorized payments from your bank account, for example your monthly mortgage payment, or if you try to make a purchase with your debit card and it's refused, the hold from the hotel can cause you trouble or result in very large overdraft fees for payments you thought you had money in your account to cover. I have seen this hit some of our members in the form of hundreds of dollars in overdraft fees. This means that if you use a debit card, you would have to be certain you have a high enough balance in your checking account when you come to convention to cover any debit card holds. This is a perilous practice since charges may exceed your estimate by a considerable amount. Some frequent travelers even open a separate checking account used only for debits like these. Remember, a hold is going to be placed on your debit card regardless of how you end up paying the bill, and the hold is not necessarily released right away, even if you pay with a credit card or cash when you check out of the hotel. Planning ahead in this area can ensure an untroubled week at convention, leaving you free to enjoy fully the world's largest and most exciting meeting of the blind. Enjoy Orlando, using a credit card, I hope. National Organization of Professionals in Blindness Education, a division of the National Federation of the Blind, presents Braille for NFB Bell. Through its philosophy and programs, the National Federation of the Blind demonstrates an unwavering dedication to Braille literacy. The NFB Bell program is now in 24 states, introducing young blind children to Braille and other blindness skills, showing them that Braille proficiency creates lifelong literacy. www.nfb.org/bell. The National Organization of Professionals in Blindness Education, PIBE, an organization comprised of teachers of blind students and other blindness education professionals, is launching a campaign to encourage Braille reading and to increase awareness about the NFB Bell programs. Our campaign is open to blind students and adults, as well as sighted parents and teachers of blind students. It should be noted that all reading is to occur in Braille. Registration for the Braille for NFB Bell program is free, and registrants must read at least 3 books between April 1 and May 31st to qualify for the drawing of prizes to be given by PIBE. Any donations to the National Federation of the Blind and any of its programs, such as our Imagination Fund, are always welcome. The Imagination Fund is used by the National Federation of the Blind to fund many activities, including NFB Bell and the My First Cane program. Visit https://nfb.org/imagination-fund-brochure to learn more about the Imagination Fund and http://imagination-fund-brochure.org/ www.lsis.gd/hcpbsd to make a donation. Your generosity makes literacy and independence possible for the next generation of blind children and youth. Please join us in promoting Braille reading, showing people of all ages that reading is exciting and, most important, through individual and collective action, proclaiming that Braille rocks. Please see below for contest rules, as well as the attached entry form and reading log. National Organization of Professionals in Blindness Education, a division of the National Federation of the Blind, Braille for NFB Bell Contest Rules. 1. Complete the entry form and mail it to brl4bell@yahoo.com. 2. Reading begins April 1 and will end June 1, 2014. Please note, all books are to be read in Braille. Refreshable Braille devices may be used as long as any audio functionality is not used. 3. Complete your reading log and email it to brl4bell@yahoo.com no later than June 5, 2014. 4. First and second place winners from each of the three categories, elementary school student, middle school or high school student, and college student or adult, not enrolled in school, teacher, will be drawn. Note, in order to be eligible for prizes, contestants must complete a reading log demonstrating evidence of having read at least three verifiable book titles. Prizes will be awarded by the PIBE division. 5. A contestant's name will be entered into the drawing once for each book completed. If a book is over 100 Braille pages, the name will be entered once for each additional 100 Braille pages. For contestants in the elementary category, this will be done for each 50 Braille pages. 6. Who may enter? Blind students, blind adults, sighted teachers of blind children, sighted parents of blind children, anyone who reads Braille. Elected. The Illinois Association of Blind Students recently had its elections for the at-large board, and the results are as follows. President, Leslie Hamrick. Vice President, Linda Hendel. Secretary Treasurer, Charlene Elder. And board members, Sid Wiener and Danny Mandrell. Travel and Tourism Division Elections. The 12th Annual Meeting of the NFB Travel and Tourism Division will be held on July 3 from 1 to 4:30 p.m., beginning with registration. This is an election year and all positions are up for election. To run, one must be a paid member of the National Federation of the Blind, as well as a paid member of the Travel and Tourism Division. You do not have to be in the travel profession, but you must be willing to work hard to remove the barriers that exist for blind people in traveling, and to actively encourage it for those blind people who have not yet experienced the thrill and adventure travel can provide. Come and learn more about the NFB Travel and Tourism Division. Information wanted from blind social workers. The National Federation of the Blind's Human Services Division is seeking a collaborative relationship with the National Association of Social Workers in an effort to significantly increase opportunities for blind social workers. In an effort to assess how many people will be affected by our efforts, we would like to get an idea of how many blind people are either professional social workers at any level or aspire to become social workers. We are urging anyone in any of these categories to send a message with your name, location, and email address to MerrySMerrys@verizon.net. When sending us a message, if you would like to share any concerns or challenges you have faced in your educational, application, recruitment, employment, or professional development efforts, such information will help us prioritize our initiatives to better serve our constituents. 12th Annual Meeting of the NFB Travel and Tourism Division. This year we have a full agenda. We will continue the discussion of why the blind should travel. We will talk about destinations where we have been, as well as techniques we use. We will discuss what is affecting us in the travel industry and discuss advocating for better independence. This year, our guest speakers will be Mrs. Kathy Vasquez, Access Manager, Norwegian Cruise Lines, a representative from the National Statler Center for Careers in Hospitality Services located in Buffalo, New York, and a possible visit and presentation by Mark Riccobono. We will discuss the 2013 Travel and Tourism First Fundraiser Trip, as well as future fundraising events. There will be elections for all offices, and those interested in running for positions must be paid members. Dues are $10 per year, so please bring cash or, if you choose to pay by check, checks that are made out to NFB Travel and Tourism. There will be door prizes and more. For more information, go to www.nfbtravel.org or write to info@nfbtravel.org. In brief, Notices and information in this section may be of interest to Monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information. We have edited only for space and clarity. Save the date. What? Unified English Braille Workshop. When? Friday, May 16, 2014, at 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, May 17, 2014, at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Where? The Louisiana Center for the Blind, 101 South Trenton Street, Ruston, Louisiana. Cost. Participation in the workshop is $50 for professionals and free to consumers and students. Continuing Learning Units, CLU, will be provided to workshop participants. Teachers, instructors, consumers, and all those whose work involves the teaching, production, and/or use of Braille are aware that the United States has adopted the Unified English Braille Code, effective January 4, 2016, as the standard code for literacy. The purpose of this workshop will be to familiarize participants with the changes to the Braille Code introduced by the UEB and to provide hands-on training in order to provide a solid working knowledge of Unified English Braille. Information will also be presented on the new National Certification in Unified English Braille, NCUEB, which will be available later this year. For more information, contact Edward Bell at ebell@latech.edu or by phone at 318-257-4554. Housing may be available on a limited basis. Contact Eric Guillory for details by writing him at eguillory@louisianacenter.org or by calling him at 318-251-2891. A registration form will be circulated by late April. Blind Industries and Services of Maryland Summer Programs. If you are a blind high school or middle school student and are still searching for a fun and educational way to spend your summer, Blind Industries and Services of Maryland, BISM, may have a program for you. This year we are heating up with two residential summer programs, Work to Independence 2014 for high school students and Independence 101 2014 for middle school students. Students nationwide may apply. Work to Independence 2014, June 22 through August 8, 2014. This program will focus on equipping high school students with skills to achieve independence and confidence to believe in themselves and their abilities. Throughout the program, students will learn independent living skills, familiarize themselves with the structured discovery method, plus enjoy fun and challenging activities. In addition to classes in Braille, technology, cooking, and cane travel, students will spend 3 weeks gaining valuable work experience through paid internships. They will work 16 to 24 hours per week and will receive a check upon graduation for hours worked at minimum wage or greater. To build confidence and apply skills learned in classes, students will have multiple opportunities to travel outside the state of Maryland. Past trips have included travel to D.C., New York City, and Orlando, Florida for the National Federation of the Blind annual convention. The Work to Independence 2014 program offers an environment in which blind students can learn from blind mentors. Students will meet and develop lasting friendships with blind peers from all parts of the country. Program attendees and staff will reside on a college campus in Baltimore, Maryland. The program's structure places heavy emphasis on confidence-building activities, which may include rock climbing, baseball games, and sailing. Independence 101, July 19 through August 8, 2014. This 3-week comprehensive life skills program focuses on building confidence. As in most summer camps, students participate in a wide array of social and recreational activities. Just as many of their sighted peers are meeting new friends at camp, Independence 101 participants will build a peer support network with other blind middle school students. Activities will include rock climbing, recreational water activities, sports outings, trips to the mall and movies, visiting points of interest in Baltimore, taking a train to explore Washington, D.C., and much more. Students will receive instruction in Braille, technology, cane travel, and independent living classes by blind instructors, mentors. They will also assist with daily household chores. Staff will reside with students on a college campus in the Baltimore area. It is not too late to apply. For more information on these programs or to apply, contact Sarah Babler or Melissa Lomax at 410-737-2642 or visit www.bism.org/youth. American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults, the Kenneth Jernigan Lending Library in Tarzana, California. Laugh Along with Curious George or Diary of a Wimpy Kid, solve a mystery with the Hardy Boys or Nancy Drew, or escape from the ice with Shackleton and the Endurance. If you like to be scared silly, R.L. Stine or Sherlock Holmes might do the trick. These are just a few of the more than 14,000 titles we have in the Kenneth Jernigan Library for blind children and adults. From the classics to the contemporary, we are sure to please every taste and age level. From preschool through high school and young adults, our books are sent postage-free to individuals, schools, and itinerant teachers. Books are available in two distinct formats, Twin Vision or Braille. Twin Vision books contain adjacent pages of print and Braille, making it the ideal form for teachers and parents to read to preschool to fourth grade children. Many of our Twin Vision books contain colorful pictures that can be enjoyed equally by sighted children with blind parents or by students with limited vision. Braille books are produced for the use of more advanced students and for upper grade teachers. Titles in this category contain many classics. The Kenneth Jernigan Library for Blind Children and Adults is a lending library dedicated to the reading pleasure and education of blind children and young adults. Our service is free, and we consider it a privilege to serve you. You can contact the library via email at jerniganlibrary@actionfund.org or by telephone at 818-343-3219. The application for individuals and schools is available online at https://www.actionfund.org/Kenneth-Jernigan-Library or can be mailed directly to you. We welcome you and hope you will enjoy our books. 2014 GMSAAI's Reunion Announcement. Hey, it's that time again. It's time for the 6th Annual Governor Morehead School Alumni Association, Inc.'s reunion. You do not have to be a graduate of GMS. All interested persons are invited. If you come, I promise you will have lots of food, fun, and fellowship. We'll have games, a catered lunch, a talent show, an auction, a dance, fabulous door prizes, etc. Many of our Saturday activities will be held on the Garner Road campus. The kickoff to our big weekend will be a free low vision and blindness seminar presented by Freedom Scientific. They will show several of their products and will also provide lunch. Participants will be able to use the products themselves. There will be door prizes for those lucky ones. The seminar will be held on July 31 on the Governor Morehead School campus at Weathers Hill Dining Hall, located at 329 Ash Avenue, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27610. More information about the seminar will be revealed at a later date. Our main event will take place August 1 to 3, 2014, at the Holiday Inn Raleigh North, located at 2805 Highwoods Boulevard in Raleigh, North Carolina. The room rate per night will be $65.90 plus 13.75%, which totals $74.96 per night. This price includes a hot buffet breakfast for up to four people per room. Call the hotel at 919-872-3500 and ask for a room with the Governor Morehead School Alumni Association. Registration rates remain the same. For members, $50 plus your yearly membership dues of $15 if it has not already been paid, and for non-members, $65. Registration fees should be paid on or before July 13, 2014, after which there will be an additional $10 fee. Also, there will be no refunds after July 15, 2014. There's a lot involved in planning a big event like this. Therefore, please register ahead of time instead of waiting until the last minute. Your planning ahead will save you money and assist us in planning better. Checks should be made payable to GMSAAI and mailed to Francis Council at 1609 Elk Park Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27610. If you need assistance completing your application or need an application, you can reach Francis by phone at 919-832-9732 or using email at fcraleigh@aol.com. So bring your friends and family to join us in the best party ever. Meet new friends and reacquaint with old ones. You'll regret it if you don't. See you in August. New book on echolocation available. The use of active echolocation is growing in popularity as a perceptual mobility tool for the blind and visually impaired. With a little practice, any hearing person can begin to subconsciously deconstruct the sounds around them and interpret them as an actual landscape of shapes and objects laid out in front of them. The author of The Beginner's Guide to Echolocation, Tim Johnson, demystifies the growing practice of active echolocation in a way that anyone can understand and gives the reader simple exercises, examples, and lessons as a starting point for launching one into a successful practice of active echolocation. Echolocation requires no special equipment nor any special talent. The human body and mind are truly marvels of nature that grant us capabilities we may never know we had. If one can hear, he or she can echolocate. Understanding the simplicity of this skill will allow one to shift his or her way of thinking to accommodate an expanded awareness of one's environment. With this awareness comes independence, confidence, new possibilities, and new opportunities. The Beginner's Guide to Echolocation is available in all widely used accessible formats at www.humanecholocation.com. Newsreel Magazine. Newsreel Magazine is a two-way audio magazine by and for the blind and visually impaired. Subscribers share ways to make daily living skills much easier without vision. For a free 3-month introductory subscription to Newsreel Magazine, or for more information, contact us by phone at 614-469-0700 or toll-free at 888-723-8737 or email us at info@newsreelmag.org. Newsreel Magazine is available on 4-track cassette, on an MP3 CD, and through an MP3 download. Lucky 365. Do you feel lucky? If so, then I've got a deal for you. Our Lucky 365 fundraiser is underway. The Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association, Incorporated is sponsoring the Lucky 365 raffle. The proceeds from this endeavor will help us to continue to fund our awards and scholarships, education and technology, and the Envisioning Youth Empowerment, Retreat programs. Sale prices are as follows. 1 ticket, $25. 3 tickets sold together, $50. 7 tickets sold together, $100. You can purchase your tickets by calling Lawrence Carter, 919-856-0034. Douglas Davis, 202-744-4666. Fred McKeerchen, 919-821-4808. Or Ricky Scott, 919-673-8300. And what do you get if you purchase tickets? You have a chance to win first prize, $1,000, second prize, $500, and third prize, $250. You do not have to be present to win. The drawing will be held on Saturday, August 2, 2014, at our luncheon on the Garner Road campus. So call, buy, and take a chance at winning. Thank you in advance for your participation. Good luck to all. Top Websites List for Gamers. 7-128 Software has just released the 2014 edition of Top Websites for Gamers Who Are Blind. This resource includes game reviews and information about games that are blind accessible, where to find free and commercial games that are blind accessible, and forums and blogs visited by the blind gaming community. The websites are ranked, and detailed descriptions make it easier to find what you need. There is a direct link to each site. This information is totally free. No registration is required. 7-128 Software is a small, independent developer of accessible computer games. The list is our attempt to give back to the blind and VI community. Because of frequent changes in the community, we have updated the list annually since 2007. The resource guide can be found at http://www.7128.com/top25/topsitesblind.html. Making board games accessible. So many great board games are released every year that for most people the choice is almost limitless. Unfortunately, that is not the case for everyone. People with visual impairments have few options when it comes to enjoying board games. 64-ounce Games wants to change this by making board games accessible to the blind. My wife and I both work with and have many friends who are visually impaired. We are passionate about board games and want to make this brilliant hobby accessible to more people. If our campaign is successful, we will start producing a new line of products that will add accessibility to existing board and card games. These accessibility kits would be add-ons to games that would allow both blind and sighted players to play together. The 64-ounce Games Kickstarter campaign is currently live but will finish on Thursday, April 24, 2014 at 3 p.m. As of April 15, 2014, the 540 backers have pledged $14,491, which is more than the $7,500 Kickstarter goal. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind. to support the policies and programs of the Federation and to abide by its constitution.